In the lunchtime edition, supermarket operators recommending longer opening hours and more opening days in the face of long lines outside their establishments. No support, however, for a return to the ABC system. Many public service vehicle operators planning to stay off the road this weekend and say it makes no sense working during any part of the lockdown. General support for the stay-at-home weekend, as many say, it should have been ordered long ago. And two Barbadians honored by the Queen for their volunteer work. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The Lunchtime Edition, in association with the CIBC First Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
When we use our passion to create something special, we cherish the experience that brings the result. It isn't always smooth sailing, but that's the beauty of it. Because through experience and the help of knowledgeable partners, we learn and grow together. And we dream bolder dreams for the future, confident that your passion and our expertise will bring an ever bright tomorrow. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC, First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC, First Caribbean. CIBC, First Caribbean.
Some supermarket operators are recommending an extension of the days and hours that they are allowed to open. This as there continue to be long lines outside establishments as customers rush to stock up in the face of shortened supermarket hours and a stay-at-home weekend. However, the supermarkets are not supporting the call for a reintroduction of the ABC system. Chief Operating Officer at Popular Supermarkets, MacArthur Barra, says, the ABC system only contributes to the problem.
When the ABC system was implemented, we saw something very similar to what we are seeing now. What causes the long line is the fact that you're limiting the number of people in the store. That's one. And obviously, when people fear that there's a restriction in shopping, they come out in greater numbers. Basically, you've got people trying to do in 5 days what they would normally do in 7 days. And then you've also got them doing 8 to 4, what they would normally do in 7 to 9. So you're restricting them 2 ways.
And the chief executive officer of Massey Supermarkets, Randall Banfield, has a similar view.
I don't think the alphabet system is effective in reducing the lines. We have requested them to extend the shopping hours previously. Compacting a week's shopping into 5 8-hour days is extremely difficult. That's what's causing the lines.
And the managing director of Carlton and Emerald City Supermarkets, Andrew Bino, tells Starcom Network News, what's needed is an additional day.
I do not support going back to the alphabet system. And two, I would suggest easing and giving the extra day. And that should take care of what it is that we're seeing now in terms of the long lines.
The crush that we're getting this morning is really because all that we've been getting last week is because you do not have the extra day. Now, if we had the Saturday, you see, because you have the Saturday people now who have been crushed into Friday and Thursday and so on.
Meantime, with the lockdown being extended to the end of the month, some members of the public and the business community, in fact, have been calling for hardware stores to be allowed to open. Managing Director at H&B Hardware, Jason Pinto, tells Starcom Network News, the closure is financially difficult on them, but the well-being of the country is paramount.
It's very difficult right now for hardware, I think, for all businesses, but we are concerned for the well-being of our staff and customers. We have to go through it. We have to follow the protocols. The better that we do right now in following the advice of the government, the sooner that we can return to some sense of normalcy. Emergencies will happen. The government has a mechanism to deal with that where you can approach the Attorney General or write his office. I guess for serious emergencies, permission will be given to that we could open and give you the items you need.
And the managing director of Carter's General Stores, Michael Edwards, says they're hoping to reopen on the 1st of March, but until then, they will supply customers only where emergency exemption is given by the Attorney General.
We have to follow the government's instructions based on what has to be done to try and eradicate the virus. You know, and I don't think that a lot of it is going to come to an end until the majority of the population has been vaccinated. In the meantime, we have to live with it. And anybody that to send an email to the Attorney General, once I have that, I have clearance, I can come and give you what is required. Hopefully, come the 1st of March, we will have the all clear to reopen. And again, when we reopen, we still all have to follow all the relevant protocols that's going on.
This is the Lunchtime Edition.
In association with the CIBC First Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
When we use our passion to create something special, we cherish the experience that brings the result. It isn't always smooth sailing, but that's the beauty of it. Because through experience and the help of knowledgeable partners, we learn and grow together. And we dream bolder dreams for the future, confident that your passion and our expertise will bring an ever bright tomorrow. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Ahead of the stay-at-home weekend, some public service vehicle operators have already made up their minds. It makes no sense putting a vehicle on the road. Indeed, longtime owner and driver Ian Walcott sees little sense in operating during any part of the lockdown. He says most of the traffic has disappeared and believes it's only because of general disrespect for the sector that they are left out of those being offered financial aid.
Unemployment in Barbados, as it stands, is at an unprecedented level. We rely on the citizens of Barbados to working consistently that we can take them to work, get them shopping, get them back home. If they are unemployed, who are we transporting? Every industry in Barbados is experiencing some type of problem. Why is the impression being created? The only industry in Barbados that is doing well is transport. Who are we transporting? Who are we transporting? Why is the impression being created that we're doing the business is so great in the transport industry? I don't think we have that level of respect that the government even considers us when they're taking the financial aid.
The Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Senator Lisa Cummins, assures the hotel sector additional help is on the way as the global travel industry continues to be disrupted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Referring to a plan mentioned by Prime Minister Moshley in announcing the extended lockdown, Senator Cummins tells Starcom Network News the Barbados Employment and Sustainable Transformation, or BEST plan, is being further tweaked to assist tourism businesses during the prolonged hiatus. She notes that the government had planned for the possibility that the fallout from the pandemic might drag on.
As you know, the BEST program was already there, and because we could not plan, we didn't know when this would begin and when it would end, the BEST program was always designed for a total period of 24 months in first instance. And so we anticipated that we could have these challenges, and we prepared for that. We are going to be shortly taking an updated paper forward for consideration based on ongoing discussions that we have had with the hotel sector to ensure that we can keep as many people employed and not on the breadline as we can.
Senator Cummins says details are now being worked on by the Ministry of Finance.
And so we're hoping that we can make those changes and those announcements, which are being led by the Ministry of Finance team and facilitated by the Ministry of Tourism in the shortest possible time frame. But through BEST, we are very much going to be continuing to provide support to the tourism program for the 24 months that was anticipated.
Barbadians have been sharing their thoughts on the stay-at-home weekend.
I agree, but here's the thing. How many of us will comply? I really pray that all of us comply.
Short-term pain for long-term gain. I have no problem at all with it.
I feel that it should go on until the end of March because this thing is very serious.
Clearly, the Barbadian public is not taking this COVID-19 seriously. So we have to do this.
Totally necessary. Should have been done ever since last year even.
I feel they should also do it next weekend also. The government is within their rights to do this, because this is absolutely ridiculous. We are dealing with adults. You are trying to tell me that the government has to speak and deal with these adults as if they're children?
I'm not sure if the 2 days would make a difference based on what's going on right now, but we'll see.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth today recognized Trevor and Pamela Headley, representing Barbados, as the 171st Commonwealth Point of Light Award winners in honor of their exceptional volunteer service, providing home-cooked meals for their local community. Trevor and Pamela have been donating home-cooked meals to a local homeless shelter every week for the past 12 years. And finally, the Barbados Met Office has issued a dust haze advisory in respect of a plume of Saharan dust haze that is forecast to significantly affect Barbados and the marine area from Saturday. Our top stories. Supermarket operators recommending longer opening hours and more opening days in the face of long lines outside their establishments. No support, however, for a return of the ABC system. General public support for the stay-at-home weekend, as many say it should have been ordered long ago, and two Barbadians honored by the Queen for their volunteer work in the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Stetson. The lunchtime edition in association with CIBC First Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most. And ICBL.